Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we got some really good stuff lined up for you this hour, including our visit this half hour with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He is the Chief Home Officer. He is the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, which you need to know about, Safe at Home and Home Office Know-How, Teleworking, Telecommuting. I don't even have his books in front of me, and I know those books because I'm on the road. I'm traveling today. And so if it sounds a little bit different, it's because it is a little bit different. Jeffrey Zabar, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. And what, my books are not bedtime reading? They put so many people right to sleep.
Well, they're such magnificent documents, Jeff. I don't want them to leave my library. When I travel, I'm worried about losing them. See, so
Congress has that same concern. They don't want us to leave their library.
That's the story I'm sticking to.
There you go.
Hey, Jeff, one of the things that thanks for being here, by the way. One of the things that that I think about when I think about small business owners, including me, including you, going out and seeking business, I keep thinking about that Mickey Gilley song and that movie, Urban Cowboy, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places.
Right.
And I actually wrote an article about that once, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. That's one of the biggest crimes that small business owners commit, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
It's against themselves, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we'll sit here and we've, since, as you had said previously, we've been together for a long time. It's been since,
yeah,
like 99.
Over 11 years.
Over 11 years. And we've spoken about marketing I don't know how many times, and the effectiveness of marketing and smart marketing and being in the right places. Yet how often do people, when they're marketing, assume their clients are someplace and they're not, and they spend money or invest time looking for them there? Or how often do they assume their clients are using certain types of media, whether they, you know, invest heavily in drive time and their clients are home-based people, or they invest heavily in drive time in the afternoon and their people aren't there, or, you know, or they, you know, use the newspapers and their people aren't consumers of newspapers, or whatever the case may be. It could be TV, it could be online. But you'd be surprised at how often people try and contact me through social media with PR pitches in my job as a journalist, and they'll send me something through LinkedIn, or they'll send me something through Facebook. And it could be days or even weeks, especially with LinkedIn, before I respond or see it. And if it's timely, you know, whoosh, was the whooshing sound as your deadline went past.
Exactly.
I wasn't thinking
exactly
about it. And I think it gets back to the key point with any marketing and any media. You have to know your client and know your clients and your prospects and your market's habits. And it also means about getting down into a more sort of a narrow view of different segments of your client base. Not all are on LinkedIn. Not all listen to the radio. Not all read the newspapers. That's why you use more of a shotgun
approach. You know, that's
that
the thing,
audience.
Jeff, you and I have been around a while. I've been around a lot longer than you have, but you've been around long enough to remember when if you were on radio and television, newspaper, you got everybody.
Right.
You got some people three times.
Right.
And now, with all the other options, and even though all these new fancy options, the social media and all that, even though that's now, you know, sort of added an extra degree of difficulty to this whole marketing thing we're talking about, you know, those aren't saviors. Just because they're there, just because they're options, they're not exactly saviors, because you've still got to find out, you know, where the people are.
Right. Right. Just because you can doesn't mean they will, and doesn't mean they'll be linked in, and literally linked in or connected into what you're doing. Case in point, okay, I happened to get an email today from somebody who said, did you get my message on LinkedIn? And that's what spurred this entire conversation. You know, did you get my message? I look at the message, and I have 35 messages in my inbox on LinkedIn. Now, in its defense, LinkedIn sends these reminders to your email, as does Facebook, to let you know that this stuff is out there waiting for you. But you know what? In as much as I tell people, you know, email me to to pitch your story, but if you don't hear back from me, I welcome a phone call. And each journalist is different. So if you're going to do PR, you got to know your journalist preference as well.
Right.
You know, there were 35 messages in my inbox that I had not dealt with, or some of
over a period of time.
Exactly, over probably the course of a month. Okay.
Yeah.
And these are people that if they called to ask, and this gets into the PR side, you know, talking to a journalist, but to anybody, if they had called to ask, I would have said, please send me an email. Don't do it through social media. And I will tell people that when I see them in LinkedIn, when I see them in Facebook, I say, I'll reply to say, don't use Facebook to pitch me a story. Please just send me an email. I don't need a press release. I don't need the formality. You can just write up a couple sentences. But, speak to your audience where they want to be spoken to. And I think that's the key
message. And, of course,
message.
You're presuming, especially when we're talking about social media, we're presuming that that people have developed a community in these areas.
Right.
And if they have, congratulations, because, as you know, I think people should be developing communities. But what we shouldn't be doing is presuming that's where people are. Just because you have a Facebook page doesn't mean you use that as your main method of contact or the way people should reach out to you. So how do we put this together with a marketing message, though, Jeff? I mean, those pitches were individual pitches to you.
Right.
Do you consider those people marketing to you?
Well, here's a case in point. Yes, they are. And here's a case in point. A number of people in those messages I got, they were blasts. So they weren't just to me. They were blasts out to me as a journalist. But also they were announcing events that they were doing. They were announcing promotions that they had going on. You know, one is a small recording studio down here in South Florida. Mm-hmm. And they were announcing via blast.
And I get those too on my Facebook. I don't get them on LinkedIn as much, but I get them on Facebook.
Right. And so the key is, you know, again, know that certain maybe it gets back to the fact that, okay, I may not reach certain people, not just Jeff, but I may not reach certain people on LinkedIn. So I need to have, because some of these, I heard about them nowhere else. And as a journalist, you would think I might have heard about it through other media or through, you know, different resources out there. I might have heard it through other social media. I might have seen it in a press release that came over my desktop or, you know, through my email. But you need to take the approach of a broadband marketing approach. And so
one thing we got to take a quick break, Jeff. When we come back, one thing I want to ask is how this kind of a connection is different from, say, the mass media, because at least if they know that you have a Facebook page or a LinkedIn, they also know you have email. So if you don't respond, they can reach out to you. And that's where it is different. That is different from mass media. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after the hour. Jeff Zabar and I will be right back.
My heart is fine.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to check out all the other things there, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, the blog, our knowledge base is there, the newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter while you're there. That'll just take a couple of seconds. And also, while you're on the homepage, take our poll where we ask you about vacations. How are you doing on vacation? How's your vacation planning coming this year? Are you going to take one? We'd like to know about that. And when you click your answer, you will be able to see how the poll's going so far, how other people have voted as well. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's also where you can find a lot of work that our good buddy Jeff Zabar has deposited with us over the years, over the last 11 years, and also his own website. Jeff, give us that, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeff, and they can find your books there too, can't they?
They can find all my content there. In fact, we're posting up some new blog posts today, including we'll probably have this discussion up there later on today.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Jeff, when we went to the break, folks were talking about looking for love in all the wrong places, presuming that you know how, just because you know how to contact somebody using social media, is you shouldn't presume that that's the way they want to be connected with. Or just because somebody has a Facebook page doesn't mean that that's how they want to communicate with you, right, Jeff?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so my question is, you know, there's the good and the bad is that we have those options. That's good. We don't need to presume that that's what people, how people want to use it just because they have it. But if we have their Facebook page, we probably also our LinkedIn, we probably also have their email.
Right.
So if we have, and so consequently, don't you think most people who would reach you through social media actually have some kind of relationship with you?
Absolutely. And I think that they have it, and they often, you know, what we've seen going on with the advent of social media is that people, me too, they glom onto it like it's
yeah.
got to be the place that they got to be. You know, it is where they need to take their business. And sometimes at the expense of all others. Look at how many people are out there now claiming to be, and I'm not denying whether they are or aren't, but I'm just saying they're claiming
right.
to be social media experts.
Right.
What were
they won't, those guys won't have a job in about 3 years.
And where were they 3 years ago? You know, just
right.
to use your number. You know, where were they 3 years ago? Where were you marketing? If you were trying to reach those people, if they were trying to reach you, where were you? Where were they 3 years
right.
ago? Where will you be 3 years from now? That's not to say that you need to cease using something like social media. The advent, and as you know, I'm a marketing columnist for a number of publications mm-hmm. and have written for Ad Age magazine on down to the South Florida Business Journal for whom I do my columns now. But, you know, we've seen the advent of all this online media, but no companies can say that I've really, no smart companies that I've reported on and that are smart marketers have said, yeah, you know what, as social media came on, we gave up newspaper.
We stopped doing trade shows.
It's not
either or. It didn't eliminate anything. It just added things.
Absolutely.
And one of the points I was going to make, though, is that what it is, there is an advantage, is that with social media, you're developing communities, and that's the reason, you know, Jeff, I've been consistent in this thing now for years now. I've been talking about communities. Before there was social media, I was talking about communities, but when you build a community in social media, the good thing is that when you blasted something out to them, they've given you permission to send them a blast.
Right.
You probably also know how to contact them by email, maybe even by phone.
Right.
So if they're really that important to you, if you really want to make sure that they know what's going on, if I blast something to you and you don't respond, then I follow up.
Right. Oh, you know, that's the key message. How many
and
times
that's,
people
and that's,
try
that's,
to pitch
that's
you?
That's the difference between mass media and social media.
Social media is permission-based marketing.
Yeah.
It is the truest sense of permission-based marketing. It's not running an ad in a newspaper that they're going to read where you're going to hit everybody. Social media, you've got an inherent invitation to reach out to these people. But that does not mean, you know, because I have a connection with you on LinkedIn doesn't mean I'm using LinkedIn. It means that I, as a marketer,
right.
felt I had to be there.
Right.
And I think that the key message, the key takeaway here is know your audience. Know
well,
your prospects.
Right.
What are they using? What aren't they using? What?
Well, just because you know I have a fax machine and a fax number, you mean you don't presume that I want to receive a fax?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
you got to find out, don't you?
In fact, you may upset people in doing so. How much spam fax do you get that
yeah,
is just flat out wasted because they want to sell you health
too
insurance?
Much.
And
yeah.
it's just a waste of effort and time,
so,
and it
so,
poses bad
so
will.
So bottom line, Jeff, in the minute we got left, wrap this up for us and put a bow around it.
You know what? It gets back to the phrase I said a moment ago. No matter whether you have social media, you have that invitation to reach out to people via LinkedIn, via Facebook, via Twitter, whatever. Know that audience. Know where they are. And especially if you have something timely, you have a special event coming up, have a relationship with them, whether it's the media and you're reaching
right.
out for PR or whether it's a much broader audience, have the relationship and know that you can blast them in any number of venues,
right.
social media to traditional media, to reach out to them. And if it doesn't work, if all else fails, you can pick up the phone.
They're not the tools that are going to replace everything else, folks. They're just new tools.
Right. Absolutely.
When you get a new set of wrenches in your toolbox,
you don't throw away the
hammer.
Exactly.
Or the saw. You just have new tools. Hey, Jeff, give us the website one more time, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks for being here, Jeff. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.